Indies in Motion is the most entertainingly different variety show on the net. We've got the best host. He's a maker, he's a shaker, and he's coming to you live from Hollywood. Mr. Rick Mizuno.
All right. Yes, indeed. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all you wonderful, incredible, off the chain, off the hook, off doing your wonderful, independent thing. Welcome to another session of Indies in Motion, where we feature some of the best independent rising stars of all things creative. And I am so excited about this day. So in a few moments, I am going to have a legend in his own right. He is over in the UK, and he is the rock photographer of so many incredible rock stars. It's like incredible. His career, I believe, in this aspect, because he's been around for a minute or two, expands about 20, 25 years, I think. And his list of who's who as far as rock legends, rock royalty, as they call it, particularly representing the UK and Europe, is just endless. It's just phenomenal. And so in a moment, I am going to have the really, really talented happening photographer by the name of Mr. Nick, my man, Rick and Nick, Nick Elliott on the Skype hotline. Anyway, my man is on the phone now. And so as I was trying to kill space there, my brother, kill time. I didn't look up in time to see that you just dialed in. Mr. Nick Elliott, welcome to Indies in Motion, bro.
Hi, Rick. How you doing, man?
I am doing great, mate. Glad to have you on the show, brother.
Fantastic to be here, and hello, America.
Yes, indeed. We holler back at you across the pond there. So, you know, I didn't spend a whole lot of time giving you, gosh, the proper introduction, because your list of what you've been doing, what you've accomplished is like so long. And again, I told you when we talked earlier offline that it was a real privilege and honor to have you in studio with us this day, bro. So I really appreciate you being able, because you are one busy person. And so I really so thankful that you're able to take time out of your busy schedule and be with us on this day.
It's my pleasure, Rick. I've really been looking forward to the gig, and I'm well up for it.
I know you are. As a matter of fact, those that are watching the video stream can see an image of you. Man, I like your outfit, bro. That's a great shirt. I got to get a shirt like that. And that hat that you're wearing, your sunglasses, you're looking all sharp and everything, all that GQ stuff going on.
Thank you, man. It's rock and roll. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I love it. Wait a minute. Now, you're the photographer, so did you set up the camera to take your own picture, or did you have someone else take your picture?
My assistant did that.
Okay. All right.
We set it all up, and then she clicked the shutter.
Oh, okay. Great, great. So tell us about your career, because you're known as the rock photographer. Now, some people might think you're, you know, into rocks like, the earth and everything like that, granite and stones and marbles, but it's not that type of rock. We're talking about rock and roll.
Indeed, we are rock music, essentially really classic rock, heavy rock. That's the genres that I specialize in. I mean, I have had a couple of people say about shooting moons and rocks and all that type of shit, you know?
Yeah.
People are usually captured quite quickly.
All right. So, I mean, you're capturing these fine artists in action while they're in concert. You have photo sessions, as well as you're doing, you've done, or I say should do, that you're doing their actual album CD covers as well.
Yeah, it's, essentially CD covers, promos, a lot of tour stuff, project work. That's really what it is, Rick. I mean, it's all very bespoke. It's very avant-garde, and I'm what I term a concept photographer. So a lot of the guys that come to me, whether that be record companies or bands direct, artists direct, they come to me with a project, whatever that project may be, new
right.
album, tour,
right.
UK tour, world tour, whatever.
Right.
And we put together a visual image representation and a style to that whole concept for the band or the artist.
All right. You know, are you privileged to give out drop some names of the type of artists that you have been associated with?
I've worked with pretty much the biggest names on the planet. Robert Plant, ZZ Top, the list is endless. Metallica, Iron Maiden, the list goes on, really. It's funny because when you're asked that question, which you always are,
you struggle
to remember who the hell it is.
I know, so you get that brain freeze, and I was like, oh my gosh.
it's funny because you're so busy, and the creative side of it kind of just, you know, takes over from the fundamentals of who you're dealing with and the time spent with these people. But I mean, the best thing to do really is to check out my press office or go on my website, and there's a huge list on there under bands and artists, their clients that I've done stuff with. It's massive. It's big. There's a big list there.
Man, you're the guy. Well, since you've already mentioned it, why don't you give out that website?
That is Nick Elliott, which is NickElliott, NickElliott.eu.
All right. And so, obviously, I mean, only the who's who can come to you for your work. But I know that we talked about this earlier, and later on in the show, I'm going to ask you to, you know, give some helpful hints and tips and whatever for aspiring photographers, that particularly that are specializing in the music, film, or any aspect of entertainment as far as that's concerned. And so, now, if I understand it right, that you have your own publication or your own PR firm?
Press office.
Your press office.
Press office, that's Alison. Alison Thomas, she heads up the press office. She looks after all my stuff, both here and, globally, really, along with the associations with my people in America, which is Cameron Tilbury, that you know.
Yes, yes. Hey, shout out to you, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. How's things? Sorry, a bit of a time delay there.
Yeah. So now I know that, and I know this because I read your bio, that you didn't start off in doing this. So how did you get involved in doing, you know, specializing in music, particularly the rock stars?
Well, music is my second passion to photography.
Okay.
I've been around it all my life. I grew up with it from being very small, through my parents, essentially my father.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the whole thing is, for me, I kind of specialized in the music industry about 25 years ago. Up until then, I worked a lot as a creative advertising photographer.
Okay.
Working on various different accounts, you know, cigarettes, cars, and all this kind of stuff. But to be honest, I've never, ever been out of the music game. And I've always been in it, played in bands, roded in bands.
Oh, all right. All right.
You know, music is such a big part of my life.
Yeah. As you know, matter of fact, I'm going to play, it's a video, and hopefully I muted the sound, whereas you have all the, a number of artists that you've taken photographs of. And as a matter of fact, you are in the process of creating a book that's going to display, I think it's a series, right? Because you have so many photographs.
Yeah, it's the first book of a trilogy, which are rock books. Essentially, that's, you know, kind of all my rock images, or a selection of rock images, should I say.
Okay.
These things are going to be limited and due for a release kind of springtime next year. That's the plan. We kind of pressed the button on it about 3 and a bit months ago.
Okay.
The project that's been in the frame for a long time, you know, it's all part of the kind of master plan.
Wow. So I know, obviously, it's going to have all these great photographs. Is there going to be any description or text or anything involved in that as well?
Really, the design of it, it will purely be an image-led book.
Okay. All right.
It will be kind of image line. That's how the kind of basic design of it will be. But it'll be kind of quotes from me, quotes from some of the bands, some of the artists. But essentially, it's going to be an image book, a photographic art book. That's what it will be.
Cool. Very cool. Looking forward to checking it out when it comes out, bro.
Thank you.
I know you told me one of the hardest things is that because you've got like over 25 years of taking all these great photographs, to have to go through them and only choose, in the big picture, just a few of the massive amount of pictures you have. That must be such an arduous job right in itself.
It is. I mean, funnily enough, there's a lot of kind of standouts that right over that period of time.
Uh-huh.
You can say, right, well, I definitely want them in, I'd want that in, I'd want that one in, you know, and you can kind of shout that out now. But the reason for really doing this, a trilogy, so that you've got volumes that are collectible, it's based on the same principle as a band recording albums. and then re-releasing back catalogues and the best ofs and this kind of stuff, you know. So it is, it's very kind of driven and lays in the same bed as its music genre.
Okay, cool. Now, in addition to, because again, you're doing so many different things, you're also involved in art exhibitions of your fine work as well.
Yes, that's true. The fine art side of what I do is a very big part of what I do. I mean, I show in 10 galleries in the UK, two in the US, and I've just come off, a collection have just come off a big show that run in the south of France in May.
Wow, look at you go, brother. So obviously your products are for sale.
Keeps you off the streets, Rick.
Keeps you off the streets.
You know what I mean, man.
I love it, bro. I love it. I love it. And it's so cool that you're following your passion and doing what you're doing. And
I mean, you have to have the passion. Without the passion, there's no point in me doing what I do.
Yeah. Now, the book that you were talking about earlier, the photographic book, is that the same as book 10, or is that another entity?
No, 10, that was the first, my debut book that I launched in 2011.
Okay.
That's kind of, the birth of that came about, I was approached by a specialist music book publisher, who'd, we'd done a few bits and bobs off and on with each other over the years. They just loved the stuff that I was doing. They loved the imagery and they loved the whole style about what Nick Elliott as a rock photographer is about. you know, they kind of approached me and said, look, we'd love to do something. What would you like to do? And
nice.
I've so long working at the Cambridge Folk Festival here, which basically was sort of about 13 years on and off in various guises with bands, record companies, management companies, whatever.
Right.
And I just got an awesome archive of great, great images from that particular festival.
Man,
and
oh
I
man.
To do literally a book that was dedicated to the decade, hence the title 10, that come from that particular festival, just that festival. Although, you know, it's kind of, it's titled as the Cambridge Folk Festival. It's nothing like that.
Okay.
You know, the stuff I did with Robert Plant was at Cambridge Folk Festival.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of cross of genres that they have. And also, it's a great place for bringing you guys over here, the Americans.
Hey, we love it. Yeah.
Initial kind of interest and the invite came in the very early days.
Okay, great, man. And so all this wonderful material, books and everything, they can find, they can contact you by going to your website?
They can't, Rick. I've got, there's a publishing company.
Okay.
Called redlabelpublishing.com.
Okay.
That look after all my fine art, my books and all the kind of limited products and the work and the collections that I produce.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Because I want to encourage my, you know, my listeners to go check that out and support and get, you know, and see all the wonderful work you're doing. And then I also see on my notes that, I mean, like, you're like all over the place. You're about to launch a new magazine called Deep Red Magazine.
That's it. Well, actually, that's just been done. That was launched, I think, probably about 3 weeks ago now.
Oh, congratulations.
Forgive me. Thank you. I've lost track of the time, really, but I think it was about 3 weeks ago.
You're right, right.
That's a brand new contemporary music and arts magazine. It's, again, been part of a very big project. It's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this thing is online. It's built for the digital age that we all live in.
Okay.
So, it can touch you guys over there, which is one of the main reasons for doing it.
Right, right.
To bring a lot of American music over here. You know, a lot of the UK kind of don't understand American music, but there's so much going on over there. Here.
Okay,
you know?
Love it. So now, so the magazine consists obviously photographs, because if you're involved, I know it's going to have wonderful photographs, but also it's going to have interviews and articles and those type of things.
Yeah, it's very high end loaded. So, you know, going back to people like Robert Plant, you know, having an interview with Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath.
Okay.
This is the kind of thing that it's going into. It's not, we're not touching so much on unsigned bands.
Right, right. The big names. I got you.
Yeah. But then in saying that, not literally kind of excluding, you know, we'll say the middle sector of the business.
Right on.
But we have some great contributors on board, guys that are in the business, serious people that know about the genre, that know about the craft and the art of music and producing it. It's edited up by Kat. She's the lady that's a senior editor on it, and it's a joint project between me and her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's incredibly experienced in the world of music journalism. And it's really starting to cook, you know, it's burning. And we've got a lot of people that are banging on the door. And it's just growing, man. It's just growing, you know.
Wow, man, that's cool. And so how, now that's available online. So is there a particular website for that magazine?
Yes, that is deepredmagazine.com.
I like it. I like it. Deep Red.
I mean, you can sit and look at it on your iPad, on your iPhone, and,
right?
You know,
right.
You're sitting on choo-choo over there, going to work or whatever, or you know, you can just tune in to what's going on with Deep Red and things. It's a 24-hour thing. Seven
sure.
Days.
Yeah. You, yeah.
So it isn't sleeping. It's alive, man. It's a bird. You know?
Just like you, alive and live and in living color. You know, we only have like a couple of minutes, so I want you to speak to, as I said earlier in the show, about information, tips, advice that you would give to us. Well, being in the music industry, any artist, but particularly those that are involved with photography and film.
Well, the best bit of advice I think is that I can give, Rick, is to find your own way.
Okay.
That's the only advice. It's about a style. It's about creating a personality.
Okay.
And let your personality lead you the way you're going to go.
Okay. So finding your own voice, your own unique style. Yeah, yeah. And just keep trying, right? Just keep experimenting and just keep at it and keep going. And so, and then all good things will come to those that continue to try and pursue.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. I mean, all the great photographers, your David Baileys, your Terence Dolans, Rankins, you know, they sell a style, and that style is a personality. And I hope that I do the same thing in the images that I produce.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you absolutely do, brother. And obviously, the horror acknowledges that as well, because you're like on top of the things. And so, again, I'm like real, real grateful that you've taken the time to be on this show, because I'm looking at the clock. And we're going to have to, you know, we got like 1 minute left, brother. And so, you know, again, give out your website. So, again, that people can go to and check you out and follow you. And as I encourage all my listeners, when they go to the indiesinmotion.com website, there we go to the guest and music page. And there we'll see the summary of our today's show. And they'll see your name, Mr. Nick Elliott, with a link to one of his websites. He has several, obviously, but go check it out. So which site would you like to direct my people to, brother?
Well, there's two sites. You can do my portfolio site, which is nickelliott.eu.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the press office, which is nickelliott.info.
Okay.
And on there, there's a lot of interviews. You will appear on there very shortly, Rick.
Hey, what are we talking about?
But there's a lot of TV. There's a lot of interviews on there. The press office keep everybody up to date with exactly what's going on. You know,
right on.
We're too big in the promo over here. And, you know, we push everything. And, of course, you can check out redlabel.com.
Right on, man. Well, right on, brother. Well, again, I appreciate whatever inclusion I can have in whatever you're doing. That's a big honor, and I'm very grateful for that and for you putting that out there for me. And also, I want to thank you for being on the show. And I know that you do come to USA periodically. And as we said before, when you do come out this way, particularly L.A., Hollywood area, that let me know. And I definitely want to have you on the show in studio, brother.
Guaranteed. I'll be in touch. There's no question about that. We'll actually catch up on Beverly Hills. I've always been up for a bit of that. The old Eddie Murphy vibe. Definitely going to be done.
All right, brother. Well, I have to go, man. But again, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, Nick.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's been a blast, man, really. And you take care. And, give my love to the U.S.
All right. We certainly will. Ciao.
Bye-bye, my friend. Take care.
All right.